Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey guys, it's Tanya here. Becca is not in this week. She's actually on vacation. It's one of her best friend's birthdays. So she is with her in Nantucket. But I am holding down the fort. Mark is here.
I'm here.
Don't worry. The email later. Easton.
Hi.
Don't worry. We got you guys covered. But I'm very excited because, okay, I feel like I've talked about my love for Gilmore Girls on the podcast before. I definitely have at some point, but I feel like, so we have Keiko Aiyana.
Again. I love the flavor that you gave it.
Keiko Aiyana,
ethnic in a different way.
I've been
way.
Like practicing the last name because for some reason I can't say Aiyana. I always say Aiyana. I don't know. But I feel like you're America's best friend.
Oh, thank you.
I always, because I don't know you. I literally just met you 2 seconds ago. And I genuinely feel like.
We did have a hug moment.
Yeah. I feel like you're one of my girlfriends that I spent a lot of time with in high school.
Oh,
is that
sweet.
Weird? Do a lot of people tell you that?
No, but I like it. I'm game. I'm good. I'm good to be friendly.
Yeah.
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 But you were Rory's best friend.
Yes.
Yes.
And you were 26 and playing 16.
What? Yes.
That's impressive. That's pretty great.
It was honestly, you don't understand what that show did for me. Show was a major, major moment. And I think it's really cool that it's coming back and they did that whole reboot. And I think they're going to do another, right? They're going to do another one.
People have asked about it. I don't think there's anything necessarily in the works. But,
right.
But yeah, I mean, it's been when it went back on Netflix, that was a huge, it was a nice moment to kind of reunite with people. And I think more people, to me, it felt like saw it when it went onto Netflix than maybe even did back in the day.
Yeah, I watched all of them in real time, but I almost feel like I should go back and kind of give it a re-go from top to bottom because there's so many life lessons.
You've watched Grey's Anatomy about 7 times all the way through.
This is true.
Give Gilmore Girls a shot.
But Gilmore Girls is one of those shows. It's just all about women and their relationships, whether they're romantic, friendships, with the relationships with their parents. There's so many life lessons in the show. I feel probably learn a thing or two going second time.
Oh, that's sweet to say. It is a kind of a little bit of an idyllic world. I think that's part of the attraction too, because Stars Hollow is, I don't know, it's this fast talking, but also this quaint little town where everyone knows each other. And I think one of the anecdotes that Amy Sherman-Palladino, who created the show, talked about why she wanted to write about this place is that when she was visiting a town that this is based off of, people in the coffee shop would go behind the counter and just pour themselves coffee. Mm-hmm. And there was just something about that whole, everyone's comfortable and kind of owns this little place that has more festivals, I think, per year than anywhere.
Yeah, major fans.
A festival for everything.
Did you ever have this moment where you were when Gilmore Girls was in its major moment where you kind of were oh yeah. I'm kind of legit. You never had that moment?
No.
Never?
I'm the most awkward person. As you were saying nice things about it, I could feel my butt cheeks just get tight. And I just smile. I had a plastic smile on my face. And I'd be just get through the compliments.
Oh, my gosh. If I were Lane, I would have been walking around town yeah, girl. Yeah, honey. No, never. You never had that moment? Where somebody really came up to you and was oh my gosh. Did you ever have a starstruck moment where you're you watch Gilmore Girls?
I've had people come up and say that they've watched the show, but it never fails that I mostly 80% of me just feels awkward. And
nobody George Clooney ever came up and was
no, George Clooney.
Nobody?
Not yet. Maybe today. I just have to hang out at the right spots where George is pulling some pranks or whatever George does for fun.
I work on the Ryan Seacrest Morning Show, and I feel whenever somebody that I'm a fan of says they listen to I saw Gwen Stefani posted a video and she was listening to me talking about her song and I literally almost shit my pants. Sorry, do you have to believe that?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it because there was an A in it? Is it okay? Yeah. You're we can get it by. They know what it is, but there was an A.
I was like, oh my gosh, Gwen Stefani knows who I am. That is bananas.
Mm-hmm, good one.
Bananas.
I didn't even
see, she has it in your subconscious. Yeah. She has locked herself in there.
Totally.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay, well, I want to talk about what you came in here today to talk about is that you have this book, and I was reading up about the book, and I kind of equated it a little bit to I'm a Christian, and there's a book that a lot of Christians use. It's called the 5-Minute Journal. It's a little bit like inspiration. There's quotes, and there's like things in there, and then you kind of journal.
Yeah.
And I felt like yours is a little similar, whether you can like draw, and you kind of like you tell your readers to do something, and it's kind of like a workbook. It's not just like a book.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's totally like that. It really started off as a very, very early on, before we even did the pitch, like an adult coloring book, because I draw.
Right.
And I started to post things on Facebook, and people said, well, if you did an adult coloring book, I would buy it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then it graduated into being more of something that where I put my favorite quotes or things that inspire me or things that kind of get me through difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
And it filled itself out to be more of a, I think it's 150 pages now, but like a more of a workbook where you can just kind of really get involved in it and scratch it up and be creative on the pages itself.
I think that's so cool because it's like a self-help book, but it's like actually you're helping yourself because there's not like a one, it's almost like I don't know what the word is, but like everybody's different. So everybody needs, so it's like your way of being like, this is how you can do it by channeling your own struggles and things that are like going on in your own life.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of wrote it for people. It's like, I think every self-help book is not for every person.
Right.
Like my book in particular is for people who are too hard on themselves, not necessarily for the people that need to get motivated and do like a bunch of lists.
Mm-hmm.
But for the people who, you know, which I think are a lot of people, like you have it in there. It's just your own self is like putting the brakes on it because of all the criticisms that kind of go on in your own brain.
I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah. So that's the point of view of how I wrote it. That's for that person.
I think no matter who you are, I think everybody has a little bit of that in them where they don't feel good enough.
Yeah.
In any aspect of their life. You know what I mean? I think especially there's a lot of times like I talk a lot about seasons. You go through seasons in life. And I feel like sometimes your career, your season's really strong, but maybe your personal life isn't so strong, or maybe your friendships are thriving, but your romantic relationships aren't. So I feel like everybody can, you know, have that, what you're talking about at some point in their life.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Love it.
You said that this is the book you needed to read in order to be able to write this book.
Yeah.
That makes my head hurt. But it's the kind of book that can get people to accomplish goals like they might have for themselves that they always wanted to do but not do. This is the book that will get them to do it.
Yeah, because what was so funny about it is that I sort of said yes to doing this whole project before I knew if I could really. Mm-hmm. But it is one of those books that writes itself because any time that I came across any block whatsoever, I had to get out of it. And so what were the tools that I honestly, genuinely used in that moment to get over my own whatever was coming up for me at that moment? And that exercise gets boiled down into something for that page. So the book kind of has, in a lot of ways, actually, to be honest, has helped me more than maybe it might help anybody else. But
well, hey, there's something. You know what I mean? Like, I've always wanted to write a book.
Do it.
It's a lot of words.
It's a lot of words.
When I read a book, I'm like, man, somebody really came up with all these words.
All of these words.
Like, where do you even start? Yeah. I guess you just start, right?
What would you write? Would you write a self-help book or a fictional book?
No, it would be like a book.
Yeah, like a fantasy, like a novel.
Like a book.
What does that mean?
it'd be like a book, a little bit about my life, but like, things that I learned about my life.
Okay, so autobiographical and motivational.
Sure.
Okay.
Would you throw fiction in there, like a fictionalized account, so that you could just go crazy, hog wild? Or?
No, I would want it to be very accurate.
Real. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. I think you can start now.
Yeah. What's holding you back? You wrote a song.
Today.
I know, right?
You wrote a song?
I find writing very therapeutic. Very therapeutic.
So do you have journals already?
Yes.
Oh.
I went through a really bad breakup and I wrote a song. I mean, I'm not like a writer at all, but I find it just very therapeutic. So I was just going to town on things.
So there, so there's your book right there. Just hand them all to an editor.
Yeah, here you go.
So what's next for you acting-wise? Because you're still acting, 13 yes. Reasons Why, yeah. And Shameless, and yes. You did that voice on Kim Possible, and what else is happening for you there?
Oh, for sure, since this is very soon that's coming out. On September 14th, on Hulu, there's a show that I'm on, a series regular on called The First. It's all about being the first mission to Mars.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's set slightly into the future. I get to play an astronaut, and I'm very excited and hopeful that people will fall in love with this show because I'm very proud of it, and that's coming out. And then besides that, there's some episodes have started airing on Better Call Saul that I was in last year.
Wow.
And then we're just filming a new show with Connie Britton called
Dear John.
Yeah. Yes. Dirty John.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There was a podcast that I listened to.
Yes, based off of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, and Connie Britton is the woman, and Eric Bana is Dirty John.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
And he's the right casting for that.
Just looking at pictures, it's perfect.
Oh, because he's so charming, that's why it's so scary.
And who are you?
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I play someone who, I play Nancy, who is a part of her work environment.
Okay.
So where Deborah works, she's an interior designer.
Oh.
And so that's been fun too. I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
All the, and Connie, I mean, you know, it's one thing that is a little bit like of having to put that starstruck thing in your pocket and say, I'll deal with that later.
Yeah. Friday Night Lights. Yeah. Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Completely.
I mean, really.
I just like, okay, we'll deal with being starstruck later because we have to shoot a scene right now and the sun's going down and hello, I'm supposed to be your best friend. You know what I mean?
Like, so you just had your moment. You just had I'm the, yeah.
But you know who I'm really starstruck about? And I'll say this because the last podcast thing, it came up naturally, but now I'm bringing it up. But I'm so obsessed with Tony Shalhoub. That's the person.
Oh, yeah. That's another Wisconsin guy, Peter. No, he's not listening.
Oh, really? Oh, he's got a wave of some
from
kind.
From Green Bay. Yeah, he's great. Man.
He's kind of
he's
the
monk.
Best, right? Oh, yeah. And he's on Marvelous Miss Maisel right now.
Oh, yeah.
So which good. Is up because of, for Emmys and whatnot. Deservedly
he's
so.
He's great.
Yeah.
You know, isn't it funny? Like, when I hear about a show and you describe it, you know, they're going on a mission to Mars, first mission to Mars. When you say it's going to be on Hulu, I'm like, oh, that sounds good.
I know.
Just the network alone. If you
totally.
Say Netflix or Hulu, I'm like, I'm in. If you said it's going to be on CBS or Left, I'm like, I'm probably pass on that.
Oh, yeah, now they're like, that movie's on Netflix. I'm like, love it.
Done. That's going to be excellent.
That's so true.
Oh, all the people that work at Netflix are so happy right now.
Oh, my gosh.
They are just shitting their pants right now. They love it. They love what's happening.
Yeah, don't even get me started on the boy. To all the boys I used to
love.
Don't.
Yeah. Don't
even.
Don't even.
Have you seen that one?
I should have watched the whole thing. I only started it.
Okay.
So I'm bad
I watched
about that.
It. I'm not the target audience. I loved it. I was great.
Wow.
It was really.
Yeah, it is killing it.
I've watched it 5 times.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm obsessed.
Man, when you get hooked on something, you don't mess
that
around.
True. That is true.
I mean, I'm talking to Lane
part of
right
the
now.
Problem.
Yeah, that is part of the problem. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Really,
really, really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Thank
I
you.
Really had fun.
And everybody go buy. When's your book out?
It's out now. So you can
great.
Get it on Amazon. You can get it at your local bookstore. It's called No Mistakes. Please check it out.
Awesome. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
No big deal, you guys. I'm just texting my new bestie, Lane, from Gilmore Girls. She asked me for our selfie. No big deal.
She's very cute.
Did you used to watch Gilmore Girls?
Nope.
Oh.
What'd she look like?
She was just in here.
That was Keiko. She just
Keiko.
Left.
What is she
you saw her on the hall? No? Tanya, who are these voices?
Okay, Dean.
Hey.
And Peter.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Are in the studio. They were just doing Dean's podcast.
Yeah. Check it out.
Help I Suck at Dating. You should definitely listen to it. So they were in the studio and then we just had Lane, Keiko, just come in. So I had to interview her because she was already here. But then these two gracious men came back because I told you guys earlier that Becca is out of town. She is in Nantucket with one of her best friends for her birthday.
Nice.
Make sure you listen to this week's Help I Suck at Dating, which we should probably call Help I Suck at Getting Hypnotized.
That's so good.
Dean kind of got
hypnotized. Let's just drop the last two words and just like call it help I suck.
Help I suck. It can be for so many things.
It's kind of true.
Tanya, anytime we could come in studio with you is always a pleasure. So thank you for having us.
Totally. I've done this so many times.
First of all, thank you, Dean. Peter, I feel like you're not quite in love with me right now. I feel like you're not quite there with me, but we'll get there.
We'll get you there. I can feel it. It's a good aura.
I'm there, personally.
Yeah, you're there. I'm there with you, too.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, before we get to, I need to like talk to you guys about a lot of stuff. I know you guys are fans of Beachbody On Demand.
Yeah.
I'm also a fan of Beachbody On Demand because I think a lot of the reasons why a lot of people don't go to the gym, well, you go to the gym a lot.
I go to the gym.
He lives at the gym.
You live at the gym. You are the gym.
I actually own a gym.
But it's hard for people to like get their clothes on, drive to the gym, get out of the car. Like I feel like the hardest thing is actually getting there. So I think the thing that's awesome with Beachbody On Demand is that you can do it from the comfort of your own home. Mm-hmm. You literally can do it on your phone, on your tablet. You could do it on your computer. You could probably do it at work.
I went to the gym the other day, and all the machines I wanted to get on were taken.
Oh, isn't that the worst?
The worst. I have my routine that I like to do in a certain order, and now I'm thrown.
Yeah.
Not an issue with Beachbody On Demand.
Yeah. So this is the company behind P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix. A friend of mine actually just did 21 Day Fix and loved it. Brazil Butt Lift, Hip Hop Abs.
Which is my personal favorite.
Oh, that one is?
You. Yeah.
I've actually had clients do these in the past, and they loved them.
Yeah. 3 weeks. Yeah. And the thing that's awesome is that there's also anything you could do from like 10 minutes to 20 minutes, any time frame that you have, you can find a workout for you. And the best part is that they also have, they give you like meal plans and kind of, it's not just like, what do they say? Abs are made in the kitchen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they help you kind of figure out, you know, your daily food.
Mm-hmm. Your diet.
Diet. Yeah. Thank you. That was the word I was going for. So what are you waiting for? Join the over 1 million people currently on Beachbody On Demand. Right now, our listeners will get a special free trial membership when you text Becca to 303030. You'll get full access to the entire platform for free, all the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, just text Becca to 303030.
Love it. Mark, I have a question for you regarding that.
Yes, Dave.
You say your biggest pet peeve, your biggest gripe with going to the gym is when other people are using the equipment that you want to use. Let's say you go home and you want to use Beachbody, but your wife is using it. What do you do?
Well, we have multiple Apple TVs.
Oh, okay. So you just go to the other room.
The living room.
What if one of the daughters
bedroom?
Is doing it?
That's not been an issue yet, but eventually it will be.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to get one in the guest room.
I had a kid in my Soul Cycle class that literally looked like she was 12 years old. I was like, when I was 12, I was like riding my bike around
That's an LA thing, I feel like.
Oh, it's an LA thing. Yep.
My daughter has gone to a class with my wife before.
And she's really? What?
She's 12.
Yeah,
but is it a spinning class?
No, not a spinning class, but I think it was a core class.
I don't think it's ever really too early to begin learning good habits like that, though.
Well, exactly. There's a certain point, depending on what you're doing.
But also, yeah.
You don't want to lift weights or anything like that,
correct.
Sure.
You can actually stunt growth.
Right.
But don't you want your 12-year-old to like go ride a bike in her neighborhood?
Nowadays, probably not.
Exactly.
It's an LA thing. As bad as that sounds.
Yeah. No, the kids don't run free in the neighborhoods anymore, Tanya.
No.
Sorry.
That's the crazy thing. They really don't.
No.
I mean, growing up, we were out until like.
Okay, but Peter's from Wisconsin. I'm sure in Madison, it's a little, much safer. Like, I don't think you'd really have to worry about it
you
there.
Think so? I think the belief is still across the board where everybody
really?
In the States is like, I'm going to just keep my kids kind of closed up.
Yeah. It's not about the town, because I'm also from Madison. Peter and I have that together. We grew up in the same area. We almost went to high school together.
I know. You guys are like having a serious bromance.
We were.
I was like,
Because I'm from Monona. He's from Cottage Grove, and both those cities go to Monona Grove High School. Yep. He went to a different high school, and there's a... you probably don't realize this, but I'm a little older than you. But otherwise, we'd have been at the same high school. Anyway, the point is, it's more about access to information and in terms of paranoia.
Yeah, that's
all
exactly
the news stories. All of the J.C. Dugard on the cover of People magazine. Remember her? She's walking to school, got abducted, and spent 20 years. A horrible story.
Right.
But all of these stories get into your brain, and you don't want to let your kids out of your sight. Now, the question is that reality? Has it always been this dangerous? We're just more aware of it. Has it always been not dangerous? We just think it's dangerous because of the internet and the news? I don't know what the reality is compared to 20 years ago.
Well, that's my argument, that it is more about the exposure. The same stuff has been... Humans are instinctively the same.
I agree.
But then, over time, it's just we now see what others are able to do.
We've always had bad people.
Right, it's like that out of sight, out of mind. You put your candy bar up in the cabinet, you're not going to see it, you're not going to touch it, versus now we have so much access to all information that you are... there's just an overabundance of information that you're scared.
Mm-hmm.
And people are worried that this is happening at a higher rate.
I agree.
I really don't think it is.
And that's the job of local news, to scare you. The more
you get
scare
paid,
you, the more the ratings go up.
Exactly.
Maybe it's
you get paid for negativity.
I think it's happening at a higher rate, but proportional to the amount of people that are now, like, there's just more people now, so like more things happen. Like that
and that too.
And over-reporting and like all that kind of stuff. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a very mature answer. And I feel like I'm going to stick with Peter for a second because I'm going to get into Dean in a minute.
Fine, whatever.
You're very hot. Are you single?
I thought you meant like warm. I was like, I am very warm right now.
No, are you single?
I am single, yes.
Do you want to be a dad?
At some point, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you seem very like together. Why are you, what's happening?
Yeah, why are you single?
What's happening?
Well, I don't like that question.
It's not that I haven't tried.
I don't like that question, why you're single. Because you have high standards and you just haven't found the right girl, right?
Yeah, I guess I haven't. If I'm single at this point, no, then I haven't.
Are you dating?
I'm actively dating, yes.
Actively dating one person or multiple people?
I wouldn't say one person specifically right now, no.
Okay.
And that's not saying I'm like frivolously dating through the Madison population. It's just I haven't met anybody yet, so I'm still going on dates.
Okay.
And I travel a lot right now for work, and I'm really busy on opening a second gym. And so,
where's your second gym going to be?
Still in Madison, just opposite side of town.
Oh, okay.
So right now, I own a personal training business. It's mostly all in home, which you're talking about, like people have to drive to the gym and all their equipment's gone. Well, we just bring the trainer to you.
That's
oh, really? So how many people do you employ?
Currently five.
So they go out and they'll go to like somebody's home and train them at their house.
And then I have a dietitian on staff, a guy who does MET. Which, funny, when you're doing the hypnosis earlier, I was thinking more of along the lines of like kinesiology, your body has certain neural pathways that a lot of times will not necessarily die, but they go dormant. And just like with your mind, she's teaching you new pathways and reawakening these pathways, just as in your body with things like muscle activation technique that get you to, like, let's say you have a little hitch, I guess, in your walk. You can actually create that pathway again to improve it. Hmm. And so I was just thinking that with your mind. Maybe she just got to wake up those pathways again.
Yeah.
I need you to put your phone down because I just need your attention.
Deaners.
Well, you were talking to Peter and I
I went on a tangent.
You're involved in the conversation.
You literally said, Dean, I'm going to talk to Peter for a little bit first and then I'll get to you later. So I was like, okay, I guess I can focus on something else.
You cannot focus on anything else. I need you right here with me.
Tanya shared a single problem she has earlier today, and I thought you guys might weigh in on
this.
That? She had to change her emergency contact because she realized that her parents are in Seal Beach.
Yeah.
And that's like 2 hours to travel from here. If she's actually having a...
If I'm having an emergency at the doctor's office, my parents are not going to be any help to me.
So she changed it to...
Becca Tilly.
Isn't that sweet?
That's cute.
Who's your emergency contact when you go to the doctor's office, Dieter?
I just leave it blank.
Oh, that's so sad. There's an emergency. They're like, who the F do we call?
If there's an emergency, just let me be. I'll figure it out.
That's so sad.
I'm not even joking. I always leave it blank.
Man.
Like, I can't put anyone from my family. Like, maybe I'll put my brother. I used to put my ex-girlfriend, like, while we were still exes, my girlfriend from college, because I wanted to get her back. And I was like, oh, maybe something bad happens to me.
Oh, man.
And then if she comes to my rescue, then that means that she really actually still cares about me. Sure enough, nothing emergent ever happened.
Yeah.
But.
That's so sad.
And Peter, what about you? Is your parents? Because you still live fairly close to your parents.
Back in my hometown. So it's my mom.
Okay, got
it. So she could, if there was an emergency, she could help you?
Yeah, because I don't trust my dad to do that. But he's fine.
And Mark, your wife, I would assume?
Yeah, I have my wife. Yeah. That's easy for me.
That makes sense.
Just switched all my emergency contacts because I was like, well, F.
What do you mean switched? What do you have to switch?
I have multiple doctors.
So did you call the office and say, I'd like to change my emergency contact?
Well, it all actually started because of my colonic.
Yeah, she got a colonic over the
weekend. I got my first colonic over the weekend.
I don't know what that is.
That's where they...
like a wash?
Basically? Yeah, they put the water up your butt. Can you say that?
Oh, sounds like a bidet, basically, but professional.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you feel pressure, right? It fills you.
I didn't love it. I'm not going to lie. I thought I'm like the best candidate because I have IBS. So I was like, oh, this is going to be the best thing for me because it's just going to like clean me out. Yeah. And I really didn't enjoy
Maybe
it.
Maybe the IBS cleans you out. Maybe that's why you're not a candidate for it.
But I don't eat dairy because I have IBS.
Isn't that bacteria really good for you?
Yes. They give you probiotics and stuff after.
Okay. Like, because I know that there's this thing that's trending right now. It's poop transplants.
Yeah.
Basically, people that have this deficiency somewhere, they inject poop of a healthy person into their
it repropagates
the good bacteria
flora, basically, that is now missing.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are they doing it? In L.A.? Are they
there are people that can't afford the health insurance, so they'll literally just buy their neighbor's healthy poop.
Come on.
I'm not joking. There's a whole documentary out there. Oh. They'll buy their neighbor's healthy poop and put it in a syringe and inject it into
You should do that with your ex-girlfriend.
Ew.
That's a thing.
This sounds like so many problems waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we'll steer out of the poop conversation.
Please.
Did we finish with Peter? Did we finish getting up to date with you? You're opening your second gym.
Opening my second gym. Currently in LA again to teach a boot camp at Dodgers Field tomorrow.
Be
Which
there.
Is like major, by the way.
It's pretty exciting.
September 5th,
and then
7
there's another
PM.
One in Chicago. Yep. Be there. Well, the game's 4:30, and then the boot camp will be around 7:30.
So how many people are coming to this boot camp tomorrow?
Hundreds.
Lots.
Yep. No way.
Not correct.
Yes. Yes. That's the hope, to have the stadium filled. Yes.
Right. We're trying to get as many people on the field as possible.
That's huge.
And it's
Congrats.
After the game, huh?
It's after the game.
What about, because there's going to be a lot of traffic leaving the stadium. Is it going to be hard to get to the stadium if you want to just show
well,
up at the
No,
boot
so
camp?
It's a double ticket. You buy a ticket
oh,
to
I
the
see.
Game and you get onto the field.
Gotcha.
Ah.
They're playing the Mets.
They're playing the Mets.
And that's one of the benefits of doing the boot camp after, because you get to miss out on some traffic. You know,
yep.
there's obviously going to be
yep.
some people, like probably half's yep. going to go to the boot camp, half is going
to
leave the stadium.
And you
Who
get
wants
to, meet
to leave
me.
With all that traffic?
Yeah, you're going to meet Peter Krause.
And Dean, because Dean's coming. So I'm
Tanya will be there.
I forced his hand.
I will be there.
Yeah.
I leave for New York tomorrow.
Oh. Well, that was fun for a second.
Yeah, well.
But I do want to, I guess I just wanted to like give you a formal pitch. Oh, I actually did want to talk about this tweet that I read this morning.
Oh, boy.
That people were, they're kind of pissed that Colton got chosen to be The Bachelor.
Okay.
And then this specific tweet that I read, it was like, we wanted Peter, you gave us Ari. We wanted Blake or Jason, you gave us Colton.
That happens.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen next year?
And then there was one before you too. It was we wanted. Who did they want before when they chose Nick?
Look it up real quick.
But this happens every single year.
Yeah, they were like, we wanted. Who was it?
There still seems to be a demand for Peter the Bachelor.
There all
yeah.
will be.
Is yes. Is that door closed or cracked? What's the status of that door?
Honestly, had they called this year and asked me, I probably wouldn't have been opposed to
it. They didn't even call, huh?
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
It was not a conversation.
Oh, I thought you were like in the running.
Mm-mm.
Have you?
You should
this
be.
Thing will
I
make you
like,
think whatever they want.
I feel like you've got it going on. Like,
well, thanks.
Yeah.
Were like you in the running before they selected Ari?
Had to have been. Yeah,
okay,
he
so
had
that's
to
a yes.
have been. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So then there was a conversation.
Yeah.
But you're so the door is open if the producers are interested.
Right, he's got to go
Yeah,
on.
Depending on how things go, I guess, in talks about this show.
I think that would be a good choice.
Peter?
Well, yeah.
I kind of agree, too. I'm kind of into you right now.
Well, yeah, of course. He's handsome as hell. I think he would have killed it last season, too. And for selfishly, I want him to be Bachelor every single year, too. I'll go on a season. I'll give him some unsolicited advice.
Yeah, right.
Help, I've got a dating podcast. Oh, yeah, that's all I want is to go back on. But in the less with less responsibility.
Right. Oh, man.
But I think that you seem like mature. Like, you seem like you actually like want to, like, settle down and like you're ready.
100%.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The gray is working, isn't it? The gray in the hair. It really is.
There's been a lot more in the last year since the show, I'll tell you that.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
You need to be like on Grey's Anatomy.
I can't act.
Uh-oh.
I can't remember a line after.
Well, maybe you could
seconds.
Be like a dead person or like a patient. You don't have to talk.
Just that good-looking dead guy in the corner. Good.
We're trying to get Tanya on this. Well, what if we would have gotten you on if it was Jason?
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that. Like, you know what I want to talk about first?
Sure.
About keeping me safe.
Very important. Very important.
And I like to do that with ADT. So ADT, they design and install a smart home just for you, backed by 24/7 protection. It's a new smart home at your service, customized at your lifestyle. So I'm actually looking to move out on my own. So I
wow,
will.
Big step.
I know, big step. I will have ADT in my new home. ADT, they'll set up your home with multiple smart home devices and security features like indoor and outdoor cameras, locks, lights, and garage door control, even video doorbells. ADT is kind of like, you know those people, it's kind of like you're in the Jetsons. You can control everything from your phone. It's kind of crazy.
Hmm.
I know, right?
I think that's, yeah, I think that you would really be much more secure with that. Like you'd feel safer.
And nothing to me is more important than feeling safe.
Sure.
Especially in my home. So all controlled from the ADT app or the sound of your voice and backed by 24-hour protection. There's a worry-free getaway service. There's the doorman service. So what you guys need to do is visit ADT.com/smart to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. That's ADT.com/smart. smart.
So what you're saying is this podcast is sponsored by ADT.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, great.
This podcast is sponsored by ADT.
Thank you.
And I love ADT. And I'm actually realizing it more and more that it's like in everybody's front yards. Like,
you see that little blue sign.
Little blue sign says, yes, my home is ADT. Do not come over here. No, thank you.
But also, the technology nowadays is amazing. Before, it was just a thing where if somebody opens
like
your door.
Like an alarm system.
Now you got your phone. You can see wherever you want to see, wherever you want to set up a camera. You can look at it all the time. You get alerts if your motion detector light goes off. I mean, it's incredible.
We have ADT at our house, too. And my roommate has the video on his phone, like if he wants to click and see like the front yard or something like that. And I'll say, this is one of my worst things too is I never lock the door. Like, I live in Venice, which is, it's good in a bad
your
area
car
at the same time.
No doors.
The car has no doors.
A perfect example.
Oh. So I grew up in a small town, very similar to you guys, where it's like we didn't have to lock our doors. Our doors could be open all night. Like, not have to. Like, we'd be more worried about a bear coming to our house than like someone coming in to steal something. You know.
Oh.
And that is kind of carried over to me now, where it's like I don't lock the doors. I don't really care about security because nothing bad has ever really happened to me.
Right.
But I know like one day it will happen, and I wish I had ADT.
Yeah, because you just announced it on the podcast.
Right. What's your address?
We've had actually break-ins in my apartment complex before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I heard a story yesterday from a neighbor that our other neighbor got robbed like a week ago. And I was like, well, shoot. Like, well, I probably should be locking the doors now.
And I've never lived alone. And I, like, that's part of the reason why, for safety.
Smart.
It kind of, like, freaks me out. But I'm like, I'm a modern woman and I want to live by myself. It's time.
Yes.
Yeah.
You need a place to take a guy home to.
Yeah.
No?
Sorry.
You don't?
Solid point.
Or go back to his house.
Oh, well, I can still do that with my roommate.
Yes. Isn't it awkward? Do you guys have a system? Do you have like a sock on the door or a tie or something you wrap
around?
No,
he's not in a fraternity, Mark.
Yeah, we're not like in bunk beds.
You don't have a sign to her that you have a guy in the apartment?
No.
You need private time?
No.
Okay.
Just shut my door.
You want to know who actually just moved down the hall from you?
Who?
My ex-girlfriend.
I think I met her.
She knows who you are, and she actually told me that she like bumped into you in the parking garage or something like that.
Oh my gosh!
And she's and like you maybe didn't recognize her, but she like obviously knew who you were.
Didn't recognize? Have I met her before?
Yes, I think you have.
Oh,
like in passing.
Oh, okay.
But she was like, she's so nice. I listen to her every morning. I'm like, yeah, she's amazing.
Oh my gosh, I totally met her. Yeah, and I think she was with Hannah.
Yeah, they're friends.
And she's like, yeah, this is our new neighbor. And I was like, welcome.
Yeah. Woo! Isn't that funny?
That is so funny.
Same floor, like literally three doors down.
Why'd you guys break up?
It just wasn't working out.
Do you want to get back together with her?
We are remaining friends. I don't think, it's just, obviously it didn't work out the first time. It probably is not going to work out a second time.
Why didn't it work out? Let's get into Dean now.
Yeah, let's delve.
Because Dean, I have to say, I think you are one of the most eligible men. No, I do. I think you have a heart of gold. No, you do. I do.
I agree with that.
I think very, very highly of you. I don't think you're a compatible match for me, unfortunately.
I think that we would make an incredible couple. I am using this platform right now to profess my love and interest in Tanya Rad.
So full of it.
I'm not joking.
Yes, you are.
Let's go to get dinner and we'll talk about it there, maybe off the air.
Well, Dean, that's all you got to do is ask her on a date. That would be the next step if you're serious. Okay. You want to go to dinner with Dean?
You guys, he's full of it.
Wow.
Okay,
but wow.
This is
classic
what,
deflection.
Okay, I don't know if he's full of it or not, but this is something that you do. You do deny people's feelings like that. Like, oh, he's just kidding. Oh, we're just friends. Oh, he doesn't mean that. You do that.
Okay, yes, let's go to dinner.
All right, we're going to dinner.
When?
I get to pick?
No, I'll go. I'll pick. But you're going to New York tomorrow, like you said.
That's true.
I'll plan it for when you get back.
Okay. Like, we're like really going to go on a date.
Yes, absolutely. I'll come pick you up.
And you're going to, like, kiss me at the end.
Well, oh, if hey, it goes well enough.
Whoa. Tanya likes to really plan these things out.
I don't move that quick.
Should we negotiate tongue or no tongue at
this
point?
Right?
I usually don't do tongue on a first date, but potentially second.
When in second base.
We'll see if we can expedite that timeline.
What do you like about Tanya, Dean? What are Tanya's good qualities?
I think that
you
everyone
appealing?
Can all agree that she's just the kindest, most radiantly positive person in the entire world, and
that's
like
very nice.
you're very willing to share your feelings, whether they're good or bad, and I think that's a very rare attribute that people don't have very often. You're very willing to put yourself out there, which is very important. You're obviously beautiful. You just possess every quality that any person would ever want to have in a significant other.
She's a light. There's no question about it.
She's a light in this dark, dark world.
Now, Tanya, you started this earlier, but continue what you think is appealing about Dean.
I think that you, I don't think you see that you're such a huge light in this world. I feel like you have just, you are kind to every single person that you meet, no matter like who they are, what they are, what like where they are. You are just kind, and I think you have a heart of gold. And the thing that is so, the reason why I feel like we're not compatible is because I feel like you're a little bit of a nomad.
Oh, because you like to be rooted in Los Angeles.
I'm very rooted. Like, I like my routine, but I very much enjoy watching you explore the world. But I feel like you have this zest. I feel like you have this like zest for life that not a lot of people have, that you don't really encounter very often.
Mm.
And I feel like you're pretty loyal.
And so that's one of the concerns that I have, is there infidelity runs in my family.
Oh. You can't put that on yourself.
No.
You can't put that on yourself. You can't.
But you kind of can. Like, if you have experiences of like watching people you know, do that type of stuff, then it kind of like rubs off on you in some certain negative
ways.
Well,
you're 27. Have you cheated on girlfriends in the past?
In high school.
Okay, but I think that's high school. I think that's different.
I'm telling you, like, it's been a fear of mine for a long time. Is like, I'm sometimes scared to enter into a relationship because of my own shortcomings pertains to infidelity. You know what I mean? Like,
that's very interesting.
It's just a fear that I have. My brothers have done it. Maybe I don't like to talk about that, but like, we've all been guilty of this. And like, obviously we see the effect that it has on people.
Yeah.
And so like, the last thing I want is like to have it affect someone else so negatively.
But I think by you, this is the thing. I think sometimes we project things that like we project a lot. And then even by putting it out there, you kind of like gravitate towards that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Well, as Dr. Nancy was saying on our podcast, was you kind of self-fulfilling prophecies with that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you need to really get that out of your
Well, because
head.
You have freedom of choice. You can choose for yourself whether or not you're going to betray someone or not. That's entirely up to you. And secondly, if you're really that concerned about it, you're never going to be in a strong long-term relationship if you're throwing that out there before the first date.
Well, okay, you're right. And I do, it's like everyone has their reservations going into relationships. That's just one of mine. Like, it's a fear of mine that, like, obviously, like, I'm in control of my actions at all times. But like, once like you even like begin to dilute your thoughts with the possibility of something like that, then it's like, oh, like this is all going to be a slippery slope now. And like, even that I consider to be like a bad sign. You know what I mean? Like, the second that you're dating
someone. That's part of a mature relationship. You have to talk that out.
Right. Yeah. Well, like,
so people who cheat just don't have the maturity to actually talk.
Well, so that was the situation with my girlfriend who now lives in your apartment complex, is like, I like had these like thoughts, and I was like, why am I having these thoughts? And then I sat down and talked to her, and I was like, I'm sorry, like, I don't know why I'm thinking these things, but like, I just don't think that we should be in a relationship anymore because I feel guilty for even just thinking them. You know what I mean? And like, we had like trips planned and stuff like that, and I was like, I just don't think that it's appropriate for us to do these together now.
Because you had thoughts about being with other women?
Just like, they were just like wandering, and it wasn't like, I could tell that my thoughts were beginning to become unhealthy. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
You're a better person now than you were. And I don't mean that just because of you specifically. I think we all become better people as we attack on the years. Don't you think?
I agree.
From just experiences, learning things.
Yeah, but it's interesting because I feel like when you're really enamored, and I don't know, I guess my longest relationship was 4 years, so I haven't been married for 20
but
years.
That's a long one.
But I feel like when you're really enamored with somebody, your mind doesn't wander in that intense of a way. Like, sure, I thought when I was in a relationship, I thought guys were hot, or like, you know, you meet guys and you're like, oh, this guy's cool. But I would never, my mind never went there because I was so enamored and in love with a boyfriend at the time. Yeah. So I do feel like that's.
But what about towards the end of the relationship where it wasn't all positive?
Yeah.
Well, for me, it was all rainbows and butterflies until
the rug was pulled out.
Yeah, sorry. Curse.
Yeah,
sorry.
I think that's also, I just kind of lost interest after a while. It like became less exciting as time moves on, which is fine.
So she wasn't the one, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I still love and respect her as a human being, but it's just like you lose like the spark, you know, as time moves on, which it's like something that I feel like I should be more comfortable with losing, because then that's just when you get comfortable and like you can like expect things and have someone be your emergency contact and expect them to come through for you in the end, rather than just like the volatility of like a new relationship that's like exciting and up and down and all this kind of stuff. Like, once that's gone, then I kind of like almost lose interest, which is not, again, a very bad quality to have in a relationship.
That's very interesting. There's something to that.
There's it all bad, too.
But it also feels like self-sabotage at this point.
It really does.
Well, again, I think it comes back from like, as a child growing up, I'd always seen these volatile relationships where it's like, oh, it's hot and then it's cold and then it's hot and it's cold. So now I gravitate more towards those relationships that are up and down like that.
Oof. Interesting.
So these are the reasons why I suck at dating.
You can say that about so many things, though. Like, I come from a family who doesn't have the best health history, and yet I choose to take a separate path.
There you go.
Right. And so that's like, I'm going to therapy to work on that stuff. Like, you take it through, like, obviously you eat better and work out. So I'm trying to like mentally purge myself of these afflictions that I have, or like, I guess, self-diagnosed afflictions. But still, it's like, I think obviously that's the first step, is to focus on them and like, obviously, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, detect them and then like improve upon them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's interesting, Peter. So you have like maybe obesity in your family.
Yeah.
And you've You own gyms. You're like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like you're obsessed with this. My wife is kind of a similar thing. There are people in her family that are like that as well. And so she's obsessed, not obsessed in an unhealthy way, in a very healthy way. She teaches workout classes. She takes workout classes. Mm-hmm. She watches everything she eats. You can go the other way. You're mm-hmm. not a prisoner to Correct. The people who brought you up.
Right. But it doesn't happen overnight.
Perhaps.
That's true.
Well, you've been in therapy for a while now.
Yeah. Well, 3 months. 3 months.
Okay.
Months.
But you're taking positive steps.
Right. So yeah, that's why I suck at dating.
But in terms of the two of you, which I also, I'm very excited about.
We're going to go on
shipping.
A date. We're going to go on a date.
All my fan fiction is coming true.
Oh,
right.
I am team Dina all the way right now.
Yeah.
But I also worry about the faith element. I don't feel like you're as into faith as Tanya is.
Well, I'm not, but I'm open to other people being into it.
You're a skeptical guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm not religious.
Mm-hmm. And Tanya, I think you've mentioned that as a deal breaker in the past.
Yeah.
But I'm open to other people. I don't like
that's
condemn anyone
yeah,
for being
that's
religious,
major.
You know?
Okay, good.
I've gone to church with dates in the past 6 months or so. Like I would go to church with them if they wanted to. I'm open to like experiencing it. It's just something that I don't personally find very important in my individual life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I do sometimes I think that I used to think I had to have a partner that was like stronger in his faith than I was because he's like the leader.
To like pull you along?
Yeah, kind of. And I feel like I've recently realized that maybe I am that light to somebody else. Do you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I'm that conduit to like bring somebody in or, mm-hmm. you know, and I just need somebody to be open. I think in the past, remember I went out with that guy that was like atheist and like that was like, I'm not gonna
that was
that.
One date.
I know, but what I'm saying is like, I think that's more of a deal breaker, whereas this isn't so
Perfect.
Much.
So the deal's not broken.
So yeah, the date's still on. That's what you're saying.
There was a while
you're
where
still gonna make out.
I was atheist for a while when I was in college. I just was vehemently against religion, all that kind of stuff. And I was like, just got older and more not like understood more things. I was like, okay, like I'm not that extreme. I'm just gonna be open to everything and everyone, as I always was. But I just was like, I didn't believe there was a God.
Do you believe there's a higher power of some sort?
I'm not sure. If there was undeniable evidence that was presented to me, I would have no problem believing it. Hmm. But until that comes, I
Oh, you're
I'm
like
skeptical.
A, I need
I'm
to
skeptical.
See it to believe it type guy.
Yeah, sort
oh,
of.
I can't.
That comes down to that trust issue again.
I don't know. It's not a deal breaker for me. Like, don't worry. When Tanya and I get married, we will have a Christian Catholic
pastor.
Well, you're Catholic.
Christian.
You'll have a church wedding. You'd be able to do a church wedding.
Church wedding, sure. Sure. We'll have the wedding bells and all that kind of stuff. And
what in the world?
We'll have the traditional Christian wedding. That's fine.
Okay.
And your kids, Dean and Tanya's children,
yeah.
can be raised Christian. They'll go to church
absolutely.
On Sundays as a family or just with mama?
I'll absolutely go with
Great.
Them. I don't
Great.
Think that...
that's major.
Yeah, that is.
I wouldn't make you take the kids to church by yourself.
That's so nice of you. We are a unit. Look, this is the thing, though, that I think a lot of people don't like. I think there's so much power in being in a pair. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think there's so much power mm-hmm. in like a really strong partnership mm-hmm. through life, you know? And I think that's what I've kind of been missing a little bit, like since I've been single, is like, I feel like there's a sense of, I don't know, like we can do this together.
But you have your friends, you have like Becca.
I have, and honestly, I have the most amazing friendships in my life. Like I truly, truly have a rock solid handful of people that I know would be there for me in a heartbeat. And I think I needed this time to actually like really figure out who those people in my life are. And I'll always have them.
Because you've been single for how long now?
Oh, gosh.
5 years?
Yeah,
it's
but
been,
like,
been a while. I mean, Mark's at Easton, too, saw me through when I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be married tomorrow. And then like not.
That was a tough time.
But yeah. You've been dating quite a bit. Maybe not quite a bit, but.
Yeah.
But are all these dates, it's like 1, 2, 3 times done? Like how... How long do you let a relationship last before you're like, okay, this isn't going somewhere?
I mean, one guy I was kind of hooking up with for a while.
Just hooking up, though?
Yeah, he was never my boyfriend.
Mm.
And then something
just turn him. These guys. Thought I could turn him. Turns out, couldn't.
Well, yeah, so how did that all happen?
Give the cat, well,
so you could turn him from what to what?
Yeah. From like, it was kind of just like we were hooking up and like.
Oh, turn him from casual into a relationship?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't work out so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Peter asked how you meet these guys.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I meet them all through work and kind of just like life. I haven't really met anybody on any dating apps. I just deleted all my dating apps.
Which is funny. That's what we were talking about earlier. I'm only meeting people through dating apps.
I know.
So
am
polar
I dumb for getting off of them?
No, I've never gone on a legitimate date, I guess, off of it. So,
see? No. And the last guy that I dated, Dr. W, I met him on Instagram.
He DM'd you?
Which is like...
Actually, I've met more people off Instagram than...
See?
That's it nowadays, yeah.
See?
Well, but before the show and all that, I loved being on the dating apps. I feel like I actually had some legitimate conversations, went on a couple of good dates, met a few people, even dated a girl for like 4 months or something like that prior to the show. Now, since the show, it's very different. In fact, I matched with a girl and the very first message was, pardon my language, holy f***, I can't wait to tell my friends...
I bet you're Peter.
Oh, yeah. That kind of kills it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're, yeah, like, you're like,
oh, cool. So let's grab drinks then or something.
Yeah.
Not going to be responding.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Are you on any of the dating apps?
I am not. I haven't been on a dating app. I did use them before the show. Obviously, post dating my girlfriend, but I'm not anymore.
Are you dating anyone now?
I have just begun opening myself up to the idea of dates. I'm going on a date later this week, as we discussed on our other podcast.
Oh. Yes, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Well, Tanya's not so happy about that.
Yeah. Well, come on. We just
it's just a date.
Today.
It's just a date. Yes.
It's just a
this
date.
This is the problem with everything. It's just a date. Like, I can't. I've been that person. I try to date multiple people at once, and I can't do it.
That's an interesting question. If you have a date planned with somebody a week, 2 weeks from now.
Right.
Are you not allowed to ask anyone else out in that period?
Great question.
I always feel terrible if that's the case. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I always
so should I rescind my invitation to Tanya to go on a date with me, or should I cancel my date on Thursday?
He's like, oh,
which one?
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think that's totally normal. I think that's what everybody is doing now.
I think it's fine. I do.
I do, but I can't. For some reason, I can't do it. I'm telling you, the last guy that I dated, I went on two dates, and I was like, I don't want to date anybody else. I don't want to go out with anybody else.
Well, I guess I should be more clear about my date then, because it's not. I would. Maybe to backpedal a little bit. So we've been friends for like a year. We've hung out multiple times, probably like 7 or 8 times. Going on dates, coffee, lunch, whatever it is. But we've never like kissed. We barely like do anything like that. So when I say I'm going on a date on Thursday, what I mean is I'm hanging out with a friend who maybe I'm like interested in and maybe she's interested in me. But there's never really been any advancement towards like dating, like physical with each other.
Oh.
Is that weird?
No.
But is this like it's clear that this is a date? Like, hey, I'm asking you out in a romantic, like it's not a friendly hanging out. Like,
well, it's friendly. But so when I say date, it's like we're going to go to the zoo or something like that.
It doesn't sound like a date. Dated. I think Tanya's in the clear.
No, the zoo is pretty datey.
You think?
I think the zoo is very date.
I don't know.
What is not a date then?
Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, that's pretty casual.
That's a good question.
It's like a daytime, the date. Sun is still up.
Well, that's true.
No alcohol
coffee,
is involved.
Coffee is not a date.
Oh, see, I only go on coffee dates. I don't go any drink dates. I don't really drink, so it's always awkward. I'm like, hey, do you want to get a drink? But then I just have water.
Yeah.
So it's just uncomfortable. So I'm like, I'd rather go out for coffee in the middle of the day with somebody.
And then she just has diarrhea.
From coffee?
It's diuretic,
you
man.
Get instant diarrhea from that?
Well, we mentioned her IBS earlier. She's cleaned out.
We're not going on a coffee date.
That's fine. I want to offer myself anyway.
When guys ask me to get coffee, I'm like, how do I get out of this?
You get a latte or something? I don't know. Probably even worse.
Probably way worse. Yeah.
Soy latte.
So the zoo. Okay, so that's cute. The zoo's cute, I guess. I guess it's not a serious
just for
date.
One, we're going to go to the zoo because she likes pandas a lot. And so I was like, let's go to the zoo. We'll see the panda and we'll leave.
Will you hold hands?
No.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh,
absolutely. All
right.
What if you hold hands?
We will
what if
not,
she reaches
there's
out?
There's literally 0% chance we'll hold hands.
Why?
Then this just, is wow. not a date.
Not
they're
not
definitely
going to
hold hands at this point.
I feel like we're flip-flopping on the idea.
Yeah.
We will not hold hands.
Tanya's in the clear.
Okay.
Here.
I mean, maybe I'm looking at, like...
Are you going to hook up that night?
No. But like I said, I find her attractive and interesting and like fun to hang out with. And so, like, I am interested, but I don't know if she's interested. And so, like, I would just, like, we're just going to walk around and continue to be friends.
L.A. Zoo?
No.
Santa Barbara?
No.
San Diego?
Yeah.
Oh,
you go all the way down there?
That's where the panda is.
Oh, we went and saw that panda.
There's no panda in L.A.
Wait, is it an overnight?
No, we're going to drive down and come back same day.
Oh, that's a lot of car time.
That is.
I'm heading back towards
the
stadium
again.
There won't
be any reaching over the center
console. Are you taking your Jeep?
No, she has a much nicer car than I do. There won't be any putting my hand over the center console to like hold legs or anything like that.
This is about 6 hours in the car together.
No, it's like 3.5-4 hours.
Each way.
Are you going to pay her admission?
No, it's 2.5.
No, she's going to pay my admission.
On a good day, it's like 1.5 hours. I've done that drive.
You can do 1.5 hours to San Diego?
I've done it before.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
We're going to take my motorcycle so that way she can be clinging on to me the entire time.
It's a weekday. There's no way she can get
there. Yeah, that's fair.
We're turning into the Californians.
Yeah, wait, hold on. You drive a motorcycle. I can't.
Ooh. What,
can I pick you up on our date night with it or no?
No, those are so dangerous.
That could be a deal breaker for Tanya, the fact that you own a motorcycle.
What about Bad Boys? I thought Bad Boys was like a whole thing.
Have you met me, Tanya? I'm like, Bad Boys are not my thing at all.
So wait,
like,
there is kind of a thing though with women. They like riding on the back of a motorcycle.
God,
is that fictional?
Love
See,
that.
They like the idea of it, but when it actually happens, I feel like it's not.
No, never Tanya. Not
you don't want
me.
To do that.
No, I don't want to ride on a bike or a motorcycle. I don't want to put on a helmet. I don't want you riding on a motorcycle. I don't want you near a motorcycle. I want you
I'll
in
sell
a,
the motorcycle. Fine.
I want Whoa. You in a, okay. a very safe vehicle, driving very safely, driving the speed limit, not texting and being distracted on your phone.
Hey, okay, Tanya, fine. Fine. If this is what it takes, wow. that's what I'll do.
You know, he doesn't lock his doors either.
I'll start locking my doors. I'll
ADT.
Sell my motorcycle. I'll put the doors back on my Jeep. I won't text and I don't text and drive as it is already, but still.
The zoo, you ruled out the possibility of holding hands, so you've ruled out the possibility of a kiss at the end of the time.
There will be no kissing.
Okay, so I think we're fine.
You know what I do know this about Dean. He's not a very physical person.
What do you mean?
Physical touch isn't one of your big love languages.
Yeah, it is and it isn't, I feel like. In a relationship,
I feel
when
like
I'm
like... it's like top, maybe third,
Top
fourth.
Five for sure.
Well, there's only five. So, yeah.
But I feel like Dean's a cuddler. Aren't you a cuddler?
I do like cuddling.
Yeah.
You hug me every time I see you.
I'm a big hugger.
He's a hugger for sure.
Post-coitus, I'm cuddling the crap out of you for sure.
Can't confirm.
How do you spell that?
Tanya's a hugger, too. That's a definite thing you have in common. All right. Can you do...
I know Keiko was like, oh, hug. I was like, girl.
Let's get this topic of conversation off of me, please.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Tanya's hair.
Okay. Well, I'm bummed that Becca Tilly is not here because she has been talking about Sugar Bear hair forever now. And we actually were going through, we were cleaning, I don't know, again, with the phone. I can't with the distraction.
You need to know about this. Your hair looks great, but it could look even better.
I'm not a big... biotin guy.
Oh, come on.
Oh, well, wait.
Tell
let me
sell him on
this. Yeah, let me tell you about this. So Sugar Bear Hair is a bestseller on Amazon with thousands of rave reviews. They taste like sweet, delicious candy made with real juice of real berries, but they contain everything you need for stronger and healthier hair. They have, check this out, as much vitamin A as 4 cups of broccoli.
What?
As much vitamin C as 1 cup of cranberries.
What?
And as much vitamin B12 as 4 organic
That's
eggs.
That's wild.
That's pretty good,
in
right?
In one little bear.
In one little Sugar Bear hair.
Crazy.
So Nutrients and Sugar Bear Hair fans also found that their nails and skin quality improved over time.
It's all related. All related to the hair.
Yeah. And I think that's like win-win-win.
Yep.
Hair, win, nails, win, skin, win. So all you guys have to do is go to sugarbearhair.com/Becca for beautiful hair and a healthier you. That's sugarbearhair.com/Becca. Again, that's sugar. So for the last Becca, can you guys chime in?
Yeah.
sugarbearhair.com/Becca
That was weird.
I'm literally on the website right now ordering Sugar Bear Hair for myself.
Excellent.
See? You have great hair.
Thank you for telling me about Sugar Bear Hair, Tanya. I will have even better hair tomorrow when it gets here.
Another man you've turned.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've gone into him today.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
If you want a man with good hair, I will eat Sugar Bear Hair. I will do all the requirements that it takes to get you to go on a date with me.
I do have to say, though, so ever since Colton was announced as The Bachelor, I can't even tell you how many people have hit me up saying, shoot your shot with Jason. Now's your chance.
Do you guys know Jason Tardik? Have you met him in Bachelor circles?
I've met him, yes.
Okay.
Very nice guy.
Very nice guy. Yes. I was like...
Very handsome.
Very handsome. Mm. I was so into it. Ryan flew him from Seattle to the studio to meet me in person.
Wait, he really did that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And I was like so into it. And we were like,
not the first or last guy that he's flown in.
Really?
Yeah, I have a lot of wingmen.
At least Ryan's looking out for you. Good for
that. I know. It's better than like I'm doing for myself at the moment. But
well, you shouldn't fly any guy down from Seattle. See you anyway.
Probably not.
So I shot my shot. I was rejected.
Tell us, can you walk me through what you asked him or how you approached the situation? Did you explicitly say, hey, let's go on a date? Or were you like, hey, like...
No, yes. Okay, no.
Mark shaking his head
Tanya drops handkerchiefs. She doesn't like to actually ask people
That's
out.
True, but I drop a thick handkerchief.
Carrying like a basket around
example.
There.
Yeah. Pick up Dean right now.
So, like, if I was interested in you and I wanted to, I would say... so you're not from here. So I was like saying, yeah, if you need anywhere good to go when you're in LA... definitely let me know when you're here. I can give you some good spots and we can go. Like, we can go together. That's a pretty thick handkerchief.
Crack the pavement with that handkerchief.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not like sitting here being like, oh, okay, bye. Like, I'm being pretty forward.
But why don't you just explicitly say, hey, let's go get dinner while you're here?
I did.
But it sounds like, oh, like if you want to, and like you need a place to
passive.
Go.
It was not passive.
It's like the next time you're here, if you want to, kind of as friends, maybe we not go or do go.
Yeah.
No. So. It was next time you're here, let's go. And then when he was here, I said, let's get happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
And what did he say?
I have a flight.
Well, he had a flight.
You move stuff
around. That's where coffee comes in. Yeah. See?
It wasn't really well received, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh no, I have a flight. Well, but next time, let's definitely do that.
That's probably because he thought he was still going to be The Bachelor.
There's that. And I also worry that he thinks it's a radio bit and it's not legit.
No, I don't think he thinks that because we've talked.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is new news.
It's not new news. We've been talking since the beginning of the season.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
who's like, sending who?
What?
Did you message him?
I picked him as like one of my like top contenders, like on the whatever. And so he saw it that I had posted it when Becca was in or something like that. And he like wrote me and said like, thanks for like the support or whatever. So mm-hmm. that's opened the dialogue.
Gotcha.
So he initiated the conversation with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, sort of after you initiated it with him.
Totally.
I just think you should hit him up again. I agree with Mark. I think it could be slightly perceived as a bit to any degree. And also, I think that I wanted him to be The Bachelor, personally. I love Colton. I'm very happy for him. But I wanted to be Jason. I think he's got charisma. I think he would be so much fun to watch in a season. But now that he's obviously definitively is not going to be The Bachelor, now you have to reshoot your shot.
How many times am I reshooting? I mean,
It seems like the ball is a little bit in his court at this point, isn't it? He has access to her. He could ask her out like you just did.
But in his situation and his defense, he's probably getting hit up by a lot of people at this period of time.
Oh, so he's just probably like all over the place.
Not even that.
No,
like,
I just mean like
he would be hopeful that someone would take the initiative that he already knows and is comfortable with.
He's getting a lot of creepy DMs right now, I'm sure.
Oh, you guys would know better than anyone.
Oh, yeah, wait,
you
tell me about that.
Must be overwhelmed with that response.
Oh, man.
Fortunately, I don't put that vibe out there. I get a lot of pictures of dogs and like hot Cheetos. But I have seen, like, I have heard stories of other people from the franchise who maybe put out more of a sex appeal than I do. I have, like, less sex appeal and more.
I never get any, like, inappropriate DMs.
Disagree.
Do you get a lot of like people asking you like out
like
you?
Be my husband, just like straight up.
So why
should get married?
But why don't you respond to them? Is that weird?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
it's like the person on Bumble that messaged with "Holy be Peter Krause."
Oh,
it's just it's
so that's not the move.
No,
I don't know. I've heard stories of other guys receiving like just full on like this is what I look like naked. And this is what I want to do to you with my body parts. Like, I don't receive any of those.
Oh, right. Disclaimer. Those,
fortunately. Huh?
So what?
Who gets those?
Let's say a woman is listening.
Peter's like, why am I not getting those?
Let's say there's a bachelor fan listening who is interested in going on a date with one of you. We've learned that naked photos is not the way. We've learned that, holy F, your Peter Krause is not the way.
No.
What is the way? Is there a way to kind of get your attention?
Good question, Mark.
What's the question, Mark?
How do you get your attention?
How does someone on Instagram get your attention in a way that would actually intrigue you? Or is that not possible through a DM?
It was a joke.
Question mark.
It's question mark, yeah. It's like bookmark.
Yeah. That is a good question, Mark, because I don't know. I've definitely responded to a few DMs in my time, but I don't know why I do when I do. Sometimes I'm maybe like bored. Uh-huh. It really depends on timing, serendipity of it all. I think that's probably, maybe some wit involved is pretty important.
Yes, somebody funny. Okay, Peter.
I mean, yeah, good conversation. If they started off with something that's kind of funny or just catch you off guard, you can shoot the shit for a little bit. I'm all for it.
Mm. All right.
That just doesn't happen too much. I feel like they're too enamored maybe with the
franchise.
Yeah.
The celebrity.
Do you want to date someone that lives in Madison?
I would love to.
Okay. So that's the goal. Stay where you are.
Why don't you try
for a period of time? Yeah.
Why don't you meet someone elsewhere and then just convince them to move to Madison with you?
It's a great city.
It is a great city.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
It's getting better all the time.
Four Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Can we hold like tryouts or something?
I think it's called The Bachelor.
I think it's the show.
But like we bring all of them to Madison and just like have you speed date all of them. And
like regional Madison Bachelor?
Yeah, regional Madison Bachelor. But they can come from anywhere in the world, technically. And then like maybe we'll have a couple that you like stay interested in and maintain an open line of conversation and dialogue with. And then, like, just as the weeks move on, yeah, like The Bachelor, you just whittle it down until you have your final one, and she could live in freaking Switzerland or something. And then you're like, hey, this is going really well. I'd love it if you moved to Madison. And that's obviously one of the stipulations, is they all have to be open to the idea of moving to Madison.
Well, yeah, long-term distance or long-distance relationships are not easy.
Right. So they have to come initially with the intent and willingness to move to Madison. And then, like, you have, like, what, like maybe a two-week boot camp, as we like to call it, in the fitness industry. Let them go their separate ways, maintain a conversation with a few that you're interested in, let them all know that you're conversing with others as well. And then as the week moves on, say, sorry, I have to block your phone number now because I have only these other women I'm interested in. Another week passes, sorry, I have to block your phone number. And then until we're down to one, and then she moves to Madison for you. Oh, until we get down to two, they both moved to Madison for you.
Whoever
handles the first winter the best is the winner. Yes. I think
they both lose.
Yes, in your two-bedroom apartment, they share the second bedroom together while dating you at the same time. There's a TV show in this somewhere,
you
guys.
They take care of my dog.
Yes.
All for it.
And whenever you come to LA to hang out with me and Tanya and Vanessa, they're watching your dog.
All right, deal. Yeah. Let's do that.
I have an email we should read. How about an email for the show? Anybody excited about that?
Yeah, what?
Hey, come on.
I love how Peter and I have just taken over co-hosting the entire episode.
I just want to get some lunch. What is going on?
I love it. It's so fun. I mean, you guys are just like onions. I could just peel back. Yeah. I mean, I really could keep going, but I'm, for the sake of time, I'll just...
After this, we're done recording this, I'm going to ask Mark and Easton to omit everything I've said from this episode.
Oh, great. Thanks,
Dean. Like, it's kind of discriminatory. I feel like I've said too much, almost.
No, you have not.
I've voiced too many of my own concerns as they pertain to relationships.
First of all, the first rule of scrubbing in is no scrapping of scrubbing in.
Well...
That's what you sign when you walk
through
the OR door.
It is what it is.
I don't remember seeing that in the contract that I signed as I walked in the door today.
Here's an email from Kay. She says, Becca and Tanya, I need your help. I'm a 28-year-old college student. Last fall, I was taking a class with a male teacher. He was 31. See, look, 28-year-old college student. See, it does happen, Peter.
What, you want to date a 28-year-old?
Sorry, I guess that was the other podcast. I get these all mixed up. Yeah. I was saying Madison's a college town. There's lots of turnover. A lot of people come to Madison from all over the country. And he was saying he's 32.
Ideal ages.
Not ideal to date a college student.
Right.
No.
Anyway, she says, when my class ended in December, I waited a few months to email him and ask him out. To my surprise, he said yes. We hung out for coffee, and then he left for the summer for work. When he got back, we went on two more dates, and the second date, we hooked up. The next morning, he was traveling, and I have not heard from him since. Ooh. He has never been a great texter, and I don't know how to feel. He's a teacher, I'm a student, but not his student. What do you think? Did he sleep with me, and now he's ignoring me, or is he just busy on vacation? Thanks, that's Kay. So,
she
advice
doesn't
for her.
Timeline after the fact. So how long has it been since that hookup?
Yeah, it doesn't say here.
Did she write you day of?
I can't imagine.
Probably
would
know. Probably not day of. It's probably been like
a couple weeks.
We're making assumptions
like a week
here. We don't have all the
facts.
Let's
say it's a couple of weeks.
Okay. All right.
I mean,
we're going with a couple of weeks.
I've done this movie.
Okay. You asked out a teacher?
TA.
A TA.
Oh.
So did I.
Slept with him.
Oh, didn't get that far. Wow. Tell us, where was this? What school?
My only college that I went to. What do you mean with school?
At
University of
Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay. The Wildcats.
Yeah.
You asked out a TA. You asked him out.
Yeah.
You shoot your shot.
Yeah.
You shot your shot.
I'm a modern woman, you know.
You were even then. You were a modern woman for the times.
Yeah.
And he said yes.
Yeah.
And you
went out.
I went out
with him. We went out three times, and then I slept with him, and then I never heard from him again.
Oh, wow. It's exactly Kay's story. Mm-hmm.
Did you confront him afterwards?
No, because I thought less of myself back then. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of just let, I don't want to say you let guys do crappy things to you, but I don't know. I'm much more like vocal and more protected now, I guess.
Well, it's a learning experience,
yeah,
I guess,
totally.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So the advice for Kay is not good.
It's not
sounds
great.
Like,
yeah.
No.
So just been like, there, no, done that.
So what would today's Tanya give advice to past Tanya? Like, what would you tell your past self in that position?
Well, I wouldn't have slept with him in the first place.
Okay, but
so now I don't.
That's obviously unavoidable because it's already happened.
Yes,
but why? Just knowing that it resulted the way it did.
No. So what I've learned about myself in the past, I'd say, handful of years, I can't have unattached sex. Mm. I can't. I can't do the whole friends with benefits thing. Like, it's just not me. Mm-hmm. And I used to do that repeatedly, and I was always in this like perpetual pattern of pain.
PPP.
Yeah.
Heard you talk about it before.
Yeah. And so I think now that I've learned that about myself, that I just can't do that. But that's just me personally. I don't think every girl's like that. I think that's just how I am.
Sure.
So now I need commitment before that happens. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I've been writing all of this down for our date.
next week. That would be the advice that I give her. But now that she has already done it, I would just say make your peace with it. You did what you did. If he comes back around, he comes back around. But you have to just like mentally move on.
So it's sad, but that you think this is a situation, both of these situations were a guy who kept going out with you for the purpose of getting to that point. Mm-hmm. And now that he's gotten to that point, he's done.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Sorry, Kay.
Guys, I mean.
In defense, and I'm not saying in defense of him, I'm just saying more like we don't get all the story.
That's true.
So we
You're
don't
right.
know his side of it.
That's true.
And I'm not, again, going to defend him because for all we know, it happened exactly how that says. And he sounds like an ass for that instance. But other than that, do I swear too much for this?
No, it's fine.
I really feel like
I do too.
You never know what happened that night or the next morning, what their conversation was, what she acted like. I mean,
totally.
I don't know anything about her either.
Right.
I don't know anything
That's
about
true.
Him. So.
That's true. And we don't know the TA side of the story either.
Totally. She could have been like, oh my gosh.
But we know you, so we know that he must have been a jerk.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
Peter, have you ever asked out a teacher of yours?
No.
Never?
I went to community college, so it was a very different situation.
Theaters?
I never have. I don't think so.
I asked out my Spanish TA at the University of Wisconsin.
Hey.
She.
Well, because TAs are like 3 years old. Yeah. They're not like, you're not asking out like this. Old woman.
Oh, very. She was older than me, but not by much. Yeah.
Right.
And I was always one of her favorites. She always called on me first when we get to the part of the class where she would call on people. I was always first. And it was always, I kept her ranking because I could tell who were her favorites by the ranking of the people she called on. Because it was always me. Always, the next girl after me was always second, then third. And then there were some changes, but I would keep her ranking.
Top
like this week, I'm still number one. So, oh, dropped to number two this week, back to number one.
So you
week.
Like this girl.
Yeah. So we're taking a test. And it was preguntas orales. And so she asks us a question and we write down the answer in Spanish. And she said, what is something you'd like to do in the future? And my answer was, I would like to have dinner with my Spanish teacher in the future.
Genius.
Passive, though, but I thought kind of funny and cute. Yes, she asked it in Espanol and I wrote it in Espanol. And I dropped down the ranking so fast the next week. I was like 12th person she called on, if at all. This Samantha was her name. She went to first place. Like it
Talk about dropping the handkerchief. Yeah. Did you ever confront her about it?
No.
She kicked that handkerchief
off. Maybe
she's
just nervous.
Her.
I saw her once walking down Lake Street by that Burger King, but it was just awkward.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's too bad. Anywhere.
Yeah. I respect that move. Good. Though. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is a really good move.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks. I tried.
I do
My
not
tea
have that
was
kind
hot
of game.
Too.
Well, okay. So was it an enjoyable evening?
For sure.
Okay. Well, hey. You made your peace
with it. Win some, you lose some. You know? Was he my husband? I don't think so.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
We need to talk about this if-only auction before we wrap it up for today.
Okay.
It's a very cool thing. If you want to go to the iHeartRadio Music
about
Festival.
This?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Wow.
You're part of this, too.
Oh, cool.
I'm not.
Okay. Do you want a chance to go to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas and see
Justin Timberlake's going to be there?
Carrie Underwood's going to be there.
I think Fleetwood Mac as well.
And many, many more.
Yep. You can meet one of the artists and you stay at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino.
The best resort and casino in all of Vegas.
Mm-hmm. You're going to play blackjack and have dinner with Ben.
Ashley.
Becca. Well, you know this, but are you reading this?
I'm reciting it by memory.
Oh, okay.
I think that Blake is going to be there.
Oh,
Jared.
Wow.
And Dean is going to be there, too.
And not Peter.
Yeah. Oh. Hopefully. We're working on Peter to get there.
Yeah, get to work.
So we are raising money for Ben Higgins' charity, Humanity and Hope, and you can buy a raffle ticket for just $5. Go to ifonly.com/bachelor, buy your raffle ticket. It goes to a great cause. I have donated to Ben's charity. It's a great charity. And buy as many raffle tickets as you can.
And speaking of Ben, he has a new podcast with iHeartRadio called Lady Bosses and Ben. Are you familiar, Tanya?
I am familiar.
It's fantastic.
Jesse Draper, venture capitalist.
You should be a guest on it.
What would I talk
You're a lady
about?
Boss. I mean, maybe not quite as entrepreneurial as the the typical one, but you're still a boss.
Thank you.
That's true. You are a boss.
Thank you.
And this is about women, but in general, people who have amazing ideas for apps and stuff. And you might think to yourself, how do you make that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And these people made it happen, and they'll tell you how they did it. So
you
it's empowering, and it's inspiring, and it's exciting.
Side note, I think my episode of The Lady Gang airs this week.
Okay.
So I was a guest on Lady Gang podcast. It's a podcast that I'm a huge fan of. I'm obsessed with these girls. And I went in to do the podcast, and this girl comes to me, and she goes, Tanya, I need to talk to you.
Uh-oh.
She's like, you are a major girl boss. You have it going on, and nowhere on your Instagram profile does it say what you do for a living. And I was like, well, yeah. I was like, I'm not. I was like, I don't really want to define myself by my job.
Sure.
You know, like, I'm Tanya, and that's, you know, whatever. And she's like, you need to have it plastered out there. You need to put, you have a resume, girl. You need to put that out. And like, she kind of like made, like, kind of pumped me up a little bit, because mm-hmm. I think sometimes I like to just, I don't know, you know, just hang. Like, I don't really like to, like, you know what I mean? I'm not like person that, like, bah.
Right. In your face.
Yeah.
Kiss FM, Ryan Seacrest. Yeah, right. It's weird.
But she kind of made me, like, realize I need to, like, kick it up a notch.
So I kind of like that you aren't like that, though.
I'm never going to be like that, but I think she made me realize, because she literally, she goes, I was trying to find out information on, like, your job, and, like, just, she's like, it's nowhere. Mm. You have it nowhere.
You should have a Wikipedia page.
Something, I guess. But I was like, yeah.
You used kind to. Of, make Tanya a Wikipedia page.
I have something in my drafts folder. You'll be very happy with it.
But I'm very excited. So hopefully that's up this week, and everybody can listen to it.
So we'll look for that on your Instagram, a little bit more about your
yes.
job. Okay.
No, the podcast.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Thank you, Beachbody On Demand. Get this free trial membership when you text Becca to 303030. Thank you to ADT for protecting our listeners. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home for you. And thank you to Sugar Bear Hair. Go to sugarbearhair.com/Becca for beautiful hair and a healthier you. Thank you very much to Dean, my future date next week.
Yeah.
And thank you, Peter, for staying. I know you're very hungry and you want lunch. I appreciate that.
Of course, thank you for having me.
And I hope everybody can come out to your boot camp tomorrow.
Yeah, I really hope so.
Dodger Stadium.
Absolutely. Wednesday, September 5th.
Wednesday, September 5th, 4:30 game, but the boot camp's at like 7:30.
What's the website people have to go to get those tickets?
You can go directly to my Instagram. There's a link there. Otherwise, the Dodgers website, and then search boot camp.
Is it at Peter Krause?
Peter Krause, WI.
Nice. Yeah. Keeping it Wisconsin. I love this.
Everybody calls
element.
Me Crosby. Like, no. Crosby, Wisconsin. But thank you.
We Wisconsin people love Wisconsin. It's so annoying
much.
To people. Like, people are always like, why did you leave? Like, you're so obsessed with Wisconsin. Go back there. I'm like, sorry. It is. It's what we have. It's what we do. It's what we
Absolutely.
Are.
Wow. Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thank
and
you.
And don't forget
you.
To listen to Dean, Jared, and Vanessa's podcast called Help I Suck at Dating. On iHeartRadio.
Dean gets hypnotized this week.
Everyone listen to podcasts.
Last week's ghosting episode was very popular.
It was?
Yes.
I'll go back and listen to that one.
Do it.
And this one.
Okay.
The one you just did.
And next week, we can have Tanya on and tell the world about what it's like to go on a date with me.
Well, is it next week? Because you're in New York till
you're
when?
Right. Maybe the following week.
Maybe the following week. I'm in New York till Sunday.
Oh, perfect. So Monday night, we'll go out.
Oh.
Ooh, I'm going to sweep you off your feet, girl.
I like it.
Where did this come from?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. He's
going to
wear
know.
A tie. He's going to have flowers at your door. It's going to be
he's
really
pulling up
sweet.
On his bike.
You guys, there's not two, Dean, and you know this. We are like opposites.
So opposites attract.
Paula Abdul's coming in tomorrow.
What?
Who's that?
For the Ryan Seacrest show.
Straight up.
Paula Abdul, opposites attract. That's her song. Hello.
Did you really just say that?
Two oh, steps man. Forward, I take two steps back. We fit together because opposites attract.
I'm so excited.
Wow, that's impressive.
I mean, I know who Paula Abdul is, but that made no sense.
Okay, but that's her song, Opposites Attract.
Oh. You know, Paula Abdul was a singer before she was on American Idol. Just going to put that out there.
Do you see the point, though? Opposites Attract is the point.
I see the point. I think Tanya's struggling to see the
if
point.
If you keep looking for exactly like you and exactly what you want, you're never going to find it.
Right. You can't get what you never had without doing what you never did.
Boom.
And you're not going to get it without going on a date with me next week.
Boom.
Okay, do you want to call Time of Death?
Yes. Time of death, 1336.
Nice. He did it the right way.
All right. Monday, just I'll pick you up at.
What? You're so. Like, where in the world did that come from?
I think we should do it. I think it'll be fun.